Amen, amen. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I know, guys, it's technically Thursday, but Thanksgiving is one of those things that lingers. It's okay to let it echo on until the next Sunday, even though Christmas decorations have been on sale since August. We can't get through any holiday without buy this, you need this, buy this. Your Christmas tree last year isn't good enough, here's another one. Nonetheless, happy Thanksgiving, guys. I hope and pray that your Thanksgiving was well and was blessed. If you're visiting here with us, you've come on a very special Sunday. Today you're going to hear from three others. You're going to hear from Anthony, you're going to hear from Miss Cinnamon Leonard, and you're going to hear from Dan DeSiddicky. They're all going to be presenting this morning on some things in their life that they are very thankful for. And I'm going to be kind of intervening between each one of them. But I want to begin our time this morning out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And the passage will be on the screens. The charge, and I would dare say invitation, is this. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And to get things started, I want you to pay attention that Paul's charge and invitation isn't to give thanks for all circumstances, but to give thanks in all circumstances, which can come very easily off the tongue. It can roll very easily, but in the muck and the mess of life, in the hardships that many of us are going through in this life, this sentence is tough to hear. This sentence is tough to believe. But that's why it's an invitation. That's why it's a charge. That's why it's a call. Is that in spite of whatever your circumstance may be, choose thankfulness. And that word thankfulness is very, very interesting because it's connected to two other words. Grace, gratitude, or thanksgiving, and gift. What's interesting and what's remarkable is all three of those words come from the same Greek root word, charis, which is where we get our English word grace. But what's remarkable is how grace, gratitude, and gift, they are interconnected to one another. And if they are interconnected to one another because of the foundation of this Greek word charis, that means that they are connected to us as followers of Jesus. Grace, gratitude, and gift. To get us started this morning, I invite you to hear these words from Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. Because it's quite amazing how the Bible does this as well. The Bible interconnects grace, gratitude, and gift. I didn't just make that up, by the way. Let's pray before we read. Father, for this time in your word, we thank you. Father, thank you that Anthony and Cinnamon and Dan are willing to speak this morning, are willing to share. Thank you for their stories. Thank you for their willingness to share with us. May our eyes and our ears and our hearts be opened to your work in this room. Through Jesus we pray and give thanks. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. Because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, has made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. For it is by grace you have been saved. For it is the gift of God. Would you guys welcome Anthony, please?
Get here in the middle, so we'll try not to cause havoc on the speakers. And while Anthony is making his, while Anthony is getting settled, we've had some technical issues this morning, so if the computer does funky things like not play videos, just go along with it.
Good morning, people. My name is Deacon Anthony Phillips. I'm a member of Second New Galilee Baptist Church of Cleveland, Ohio, at the moment. You know, I got ordained as a Baptist deacon right there after 2 years, you know. But I must tell y'all that I've been through rough times, good times, and bad times. You know, I was shot in the back of the head point blank when I was 16 years old. You know, I used to couldn't talk, I used to couldn't walk, we used to couldn't do nothing. You know, just that, like a wing and a prayer, you know. But God gave me justice instead of mercy. He gave me a second chance in life. And you see me here. Today I can talk, I can walk a little bit, I can do everything with my left, right hand, you do it with your right, left hand, something better, you know. And I take care of my 81-year-old mother. She lives in Cleveland, Ohio today, you know. And I'm a child, I'm the, her child of 4 kids. I'm the second oldest. I got 2 younger brothers and 1 older sister. They're promising people, you know. She's a nurse. I got a nurse. I got a brother next to me. He's a handyman, you know. And me, I bless God for being alive today to tell my story. You know, it was a player hater that shot me. You know, I was just kind of leaving out my door. That's the bad thing I remember. And God gave mercy, gracious and mercy. He gave me that instead of, well, either I'll be dead. You know, without God, grace and mercy. No, we're none of us be here today. You know, we'll all be somewhere, but we wouldn't be here. You know, but with all things, I forever be grateful for God, you know, because He helped me so long on this journey. I was 16 when I got hurt. I'm 61 now. Who would think I'd live to see it? Because I didn't, because I was a drama king, the class clown.
Amen. Thank you, Anthony. Amen, amen. You guys give Anthony a round of applause.
First word that we looked at just a few minutes ago was grace. And the second word that I want to draw your attention to is this word gratitude. It's also called thanksgiving. The two words are interconnected to one another. They mean the same thing. And what I find powerful is what we do here every single Sunday and what we traditionally call communion or what we call the Lord's Supper. In other faith traditions, it's called Eucharist. And hidden within the word Eucharist is that root word charis, which is where we get our English word grace, which is where we get gift and where we get gratitude as well. And words are very powerful because they shape our images, they shape our imagination, and they challenge us to think about things. So for this second word, gratitude, this word thanksgiving, I'm glad it's not just a one time of year thing that we pay attention to. Because thanksgiving for a follower of Jesus is a spiritual discipline. It is a spiritual forming habit that we do each and every single day. Instead of resentment, we choose thanksgiving. Instead of hard-heartedness, we choose thanksgiving. Instead of envy, we choose thanksgiving. Instead of jealousy, we choose thanksgiving. Instead of pride, we choose thanksgiving. For you see, thanksgiving is a spiritual discipline. Gratitude is possible. Thanksgiving is possible. Not because everything goes perfectly, but because God is present. It is a discipline to choose to stitch our days together with a thread of gratitude. Thanksgiving is a loving and thankful response toward God for His presence with us and within this world. Though favor and blessing can move us, though favor and blessing can direct us into gratitude, thanksgiving cannot be forced or bought. It is not the root of a thankful heart. Delight in God and His goodwill is the heartbeat of thankfulness. On Thanksgiving Day, Leonard Sweet sent out this text, this tweet. And it's a prayer, and I found it extremely powerful because of its rawness and its honesty. Here is his prayer. Lord, increase my daily ration of thank you, God, instead of why, God, and please, God. And as we've journeyed through, there's nothing wrong with either one of those, why, God, and please, God. There's absolutely nothing wrong with either one of those, but there's something different when it's thank you, God. Our direction is centered differently. Our heart and our eyes are positioned differently when it's thank you, God, instead of why, God, and please, God, more. There's a difference there, and I hope you guys hear it. Cinnamon, come on over, come on up. As Cinnamon makes her way forward, I invite you to hear five different things about gratitude. And I'm going to run through them very, very quickly. But as gratitude and thanksgiving is a spiritual discipline, hear this first one. Being aware of the abundance of gifts, benefits, mercies, and grace that have been poured into your life. The second one is seeing what you have as quickly as you see what you don't have. Parents, you can make this to a banner and give it to your kids. The third one is this: treasuring and valuing people by thanking them often and clearly for who they are to you or to someone else. The fourth one is this: daily thanking the Lord for His presence in your life. Daily thanking God for being present in your life. And the fifth one is this: receiving everything you have as a gift rather than as an entitlement. Simon. Give Simon a round of applause, guys. Come on now.
Thank you. Good morning. I hope everyone's well. When I was asked to talk about things that I'm grateful for, I thought, absolutely. It's something that I have been consciously wanting to put into practice more in my life. Over the summer, I got a magnet from Target. I put it on my fridge so that I could see it every day. And it reads, "Cultivate the habit of being grateful." I believe that this is so important, not only because God asks us to do it when we praise and pray to Him, but because it has such restorative properties for our souls in turning our hearts back to Him. Melanie Beatus, an inspirational author, has a quote that states this nicely when she says, "Gratitude makes sense of our past, it brings peace to our present, and it creates a vision for tomorrow." As I think about this quote and God's purpose for practicing gratitude, here are a few things that I am grateful for, just a few. There's many. My family. I am so thankful for loving parents who loved me unconditionally and gave me support over the years, in good times and even through really bad choices. For a loving husband who makes me laugh, provides for his family, and has loved me through some of my darkest times. One of those was being infertility, which I can say now that I'm thankful for, because it led me to the next things that I'm thankful for, the gift of my children through adoption. Not only did adoption allow my husband and I to become parents to two amazing kids, but as it helped me to experience the great love of our Heavenly Father who adopts us as His own. I am grateful for steady jobs that provide us with food and shelter and a house that keeps us warm and safe. These may seem simple and obvious, but when your family has experienced a job loss or losing a home, as we have, you come to appreciate these things even more because you know how easily they can be gone. I am grateful for friends, especially ones who are like family. Many of them are right here in this body of believers. I'm grateful for all the conversations, the shoulders to lean on, the overwhelming love and support that my family and I have received, and for those who choose to share this crazy journey of life with us. I am grateful for music and the talented people who write it and perform it. It helps me put my praise into beautiful poetry, and it's medicine for my soul. I am grateful for sunny days because they are few and far between here in Northeast Ohio. And I am thankful and grateful for other things in creation, like the ocean, which reminds me of God's all-encompassing nature that has such great strength and power in its enormity, yet it can calm my entire being just by being near it. And I am grateful most of all for Jesus. Because of His love and sacrifice, I am made new and complete, and I know that I'm never alone, which in turn helps me to love others better. These are just a few of the many things that I am grateful for. And as I reflect on these, they do restore my soul as I think about how much God loves me and provides for me and how important it is for me and for all of us to cultivate the habit of being grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Cinnamon. Dan, you can go ahead and start making your way forward, brother. As Dan comes up, I invite you to hear these words from James chapter 1, verse 17. That the third word out of this root word, charis, that we've been kind of journeying through with very quickly this morning is the word gift. And James 1:17 says this, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." And I give you this one-liner out of James 1:17 to see and to hear the word gift. Every good and perfect gift comes from God the Father. Over the past 6 months, my prayers have been altered a little bit. I don't know if you guys have picked up on it. Dan even said that this practice has helped him as well. It's not original to me in any way, shape, form, or fashion, but I begin my prayer with, "Father, thank you for the gift of another day, the gift of worship, the gift of family, the gift of quiet, the gift of busyness, the gift of work, the gift of friends and family." For what I think God is wanting to open all of our eyes to is that all of life is a gift. And what an amazing thing to really, really grasp that. And to allow it to change us. All of life is a gift. Mr. DeSiddiki.
Am I on? Okay, good. So for those who don't know who I am, I'm Dan. I'm usually in the first service, and I'm usually working the back of the house. I mean, literally back of the house. So I'm usually running the sound, and I have to say that I think it's darker in the second service here. I got to get the lighting or whatever, so... thanks for waking me up. So, you know, when I started thinking about how I wanted to approach this, it was, you know, just kind of bring up my morning routine that I've really just started in the last couple years. And I'll call it thankfulness in the shower. So literally, when I wake up in the morning, and stealing the words from Michael, that's what I do, is I thank God for the gift of a brand new day. Just from the basics, from just being able to, you know, have speech and see and the arms and legs that I can move, because, you know, I've made some dumb decisions in the past. I've had some bad car accidents that miraculously, you know, I was able to walk away from unscathed. But I just thank God just that I have those moving parts. And of course, you know, I thank my wife, Kathleen, you know, that I found her and that she found me. And I may be going down a different path if I didn't have her. Also, my two boys, Carson and Parker, you know, I thank them, and you know, although there can be some pressures there sometimes, I, you know, very grateful for them. Just the jobs that, you know, as I'm preparing each morning, the job that I have, you know, God blessed me with, that, you know, that I have a sound mind to have, that I can provide for my family and have the medical coverage and that sort of thing. But, you know, also just the country that we live in, you know, I think, you know, just being in America, that the freedoms sometimes that we take advantage of, that we can assemble here, that we could spread the word of good news, where, you know, we have missionaries all over the world that they struggle with that every day, because, you know, either the government or they just don't have, you know, the running water that they need or whatnot. But most importantly, of course, you know, I thank for Jesus, for God bringing Son of Man on the earth, and the examples of love that he gave, the teachings that he did, resisting temptation and just leading a perfect life and showing us how to honor God. And, of course, you know, the biggest price of that was, you know, his sacrifice on that rugged cross and the gift of salvation he gives us. But, you know, as I, you know, give this thankfulness, you know, another word I want to pull into that is, you know, appreciation. And, you know, it's never too late to appreciate for things that you haven't lost already. And one of those things I learned, you know, was, you know, I lost my mom to cancer several years back and really didn't have that appreciation until after she was gone. And so I don't want to make that mistake again with the family that's close to me. you know, another thing, you know, when you're appreciating, I think that that honors God the most, because those are things that God has already given you. Now, of course, I ask God for things. You know, I ask for, you know, continued health and continued safety and less stress in life. But I think what you need to do is you need to put a value on the things that you appreciate. Of course, you know, I'm very appreciative the Cavs won 2 games in a row, and Ohio State beat that team in the North. I won't say the name, but, you know, I appreciate them, and I, you know, putting a value more on my kids. You know, even though there's times where, you know, I'll look over and I'll say, why is that dog eating a bag of Doritos on the couch? Or Carson, he's giving me an antenna that popped off the car because the basketball hit it. But I have to, you know, turn back and look and say, well, you know, I appreciate them. Those are high values, and that helps. The other thing, and actually, you know, what I heard earlier this week, and is, you know, when you have that gratitude, and it's funny because attitude is actually in that word. When you have a good gratitude, there's things that actually do help. I mean, it does, you know, play into better physical health, mental health. When you have that gratitude, your relationships are better. I've seen that just because you're more joyful. And who doesn't want to be around joyful people, right? Empathy, you know, and I probably struggled with some road rage in my life. But now, you know, once you sit back and you appreciate, oh, my goodness, I have a car. You know, don't worry about, you know, the guy in front of you trying to cut you off. Also helps with mental strength. And when you have that, you know, high level gratitude, I think you can victor over any struggle that you may have. So I think, you know, the most, you know, depending on, everyone has their own level of appreciation, but I think you'll find the most joyful people you want to be around with, are the most appreciative. So thanks.
Hey, guys, let's give Dan and Cinnamon and Anthony one more round of applause. Thank you, guys. As we bring this morning to a close, I invite you to once again hear these words from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And may these words not just be just another passage of Scripture, but may you allow them to speak to you. And may you find God using this sentence in your life, in whatever circumstance you may find yourself in. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Church says, amen. Amen. What's interesting about these three words of grace, gratitude, and gift is they don't just stop with thanksgiving. In fact, they are three good words to transition into the Advent season that we'll be kicking off next week. And as this season approaches, my invitation for myself and for all of us is, do not get caught up with the commercials selling you that you're only happy if you have this. That if you just get this one thing, your kids are going to love you more. The Walmart commercial of the lady who comes out being all big and bad because she went to Walmart and she got these few things, and everybody from the house rushing out to her and hugging her and high-fiving her, and she's the greatest sister, aunt, mom, grandmother, whatever. Don't buy that lie. There is a bigger story that's being told in the Advent season, and it's bigger than any gift at any store that we can get anybody. There is a much bigger story that's being told. Press play. Next week, Advent will begin in the dark. Isaiah chapter 9, beginning in verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Pray with me. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the stories of Anthony and Cinnamon and Dan. Thank you for the ways in which you have been at work in their lives. Thank you, Father, for their willingness and for their determination to see gratitude and grace and gift in their lives. Father, thank you for a morning to continue this powerful word of thanksgiving. And may it continue to journey with us as we leave here. May in all the circumstances that we find ourselves in, may we choose thankfulness, for you promised us and for you told us that that is your will for us in Christ Jesus. So God, through the power of your Spirit, help us to be thankful, come what may. And Father, as we approach this Advent season, remind us, convict us, and challenge us of the beauty when Jesus came, and the hope and the assurance and the promise that we have that one day He is coming back. Until then, may we live faithful to you. Through Jesus we pray and give thanks. And all who agree with me say, Amen. Let's work.